Today is Record Store Day, the annual celebration of independent brick-and-mortar stores that still sell, what are they called, LPs, CDs, DVDs, you know, all that stuff the internet has made disappear. There are still a few stores out there, but their numbers dwindle. We're going to take a moment now to remember one that closed earlier this year. Chicago's Jazz Record Mart attracted music fans from around the world, and it was also an important part of the city it called home. Howard Mandel has this appreciation.
Bob Kester began selling used records when he was a teenager in Wichita, Kansas. He opened his own store after moving to Chicago, where he launched his jazz and blues label, Delmark. After more than 60 years in business, he decided it was time to close his doors.
One reason I'm selling is because my son, who will inherit the label, isn't too interested in the retail business. But I'm 83 years old.
Another reason, Kester says, is rent. He just can't afford it anymore.
I'm going to leave it up front.
Okay.
I got to go to the bank.
On the Jazz Record Mart's last Saturday, the store was jammed with loyal customers. Among them, local radio host Leslie Karras, teacher Sean Salmon, and pianist Robert Irving III.
It's been a few weeks since I've been here, but I used to work downtown, and my lunch hour would turn into lunch hours as I came here to browse.
That's what I love, coming to stores, because you just can flip, and I had no idea that existed. Oh, I've been looking for that forever. I love it, and just spend hours and get lost.
I can't remember the first time I was in here. I think I even performed in here, and it's just an institution. And it, considering what's happening with the record industry at large, the fact that a jazz shop has survived this long is pretty remarkable.
Another regular customer was Bill Sagan, back when he was in college and business school in Chicago.
It was a store that people came into and relied upon really some very, very capable store employees that could route them to what they wanted to buy or listen to, or to what they should want to buy or listen to. And if someone tries to convince you that making a purchase in any of the great record stores that we've all gone to in our lives is the same as the experience you have online, they would be kidding you. It is not the same, and it will never be the same.
That's saying something, considering that today, Sagan runs the online store and subscription service Wolfgang's Vault. He bought the Jazz Record Mart's entire collection of jazz, blues, gospel, experimental, rock, and world music, along with its name. He's putting it online today in a special section of the vault, but it won't have those employees to guide you. A lot of them were nascent writers. Like me, I worked at the Jazz Record Mart for 4 years, on and off in college and after. Some of them were musicians, like trumpeter Josh Behrman. Behrman clerked at the Record Mart longer than he cares to remember, getting educated by listening to the store's inventory.
I think I got a lot of my aesthetic from the Record Mart because I started there so young. I didn't know anything. I mean, zero. I knew about Miles Davis, and I saw like the future of what I wanted to do in the Record Mart.
Not to glamorize the Jazz Record Mart, it was no Apple store. It was dusty and funky. The boss could be cranky and had his own way of doing things. Josh Behrman says the hours were long and the wages low, but there were benefits.
I kind of like lived there, you know. I was there all the time. There was a piano in the back. I was practicing there every night. You'd go on tour, you'd come back, the job would be there. There was a generosity that was kind of amazing.
However, with the rise of online sales and low-cost streaming services, brick-and-mortar retail outlets must adapt to survive. The Jazz Record Mart did have a website, but the physical store was the thing. It was an experience, and not just for the customers. Owner Bob Kester loved being there.
Jazz fans are really interesting people, good-to-know people, and usually very nice people. It's part of the business that I enjoy, especially Saturdays, you know, I get these guys from out of town. And it might only be, hi there, I'm from Belgium, you know, or something. And it's just fun to meet them, you know. It's something I'm going to miss.
He's not the only one. For NPR News, I'm Howard Mandel in Chicago.